This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Most of the immigration news since Election Day, since before then, really, has been about what was gonna happen, what is happening, or what is being promised will happen along the border. The wall, kids being separated from their families, zero tolerance, all of it. And in fact, this week, the Trump administration reported the number of migrants arrested along the southwest border did drop June to July. Left unsaid was that that decline is in line with seasonal variations from years past. Summertime is a really bad time to be walking across the Sonoran Desert. Also left unsaid, though, in almost all of the current immigration debate going on in this country is that there are millions of undocumented immigrants already here, living and working in the really manual labor-intensive parts of this economy, agriculture and food processing, to name just two. A lot of those people are day laborers, going from one temporary job to the next. And as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, the Trump administration's crackdown is changing how they get by.
It's the annual Fiesta Mexicana in Woodburn, a small city in Oregon's Willamette Valley. Families gather at a local park for music and dancing, food, carnival rides. Ramon Ramirez is policy director at Picun, a local farm worker advocacy group.
Woodburn is like the cultural hub for farm workers in the Willamette Valley.
A freight rail line runs through the center of town. On the outskirts, fields of corn, vegetables, and grass seed. Back in February 2017, just after President Trump took office, ICE stopped two buses carrying laborers to the fields. According to local news reports at the time, 11 undocumented workers were detained.
When the raid came down, it sent shockwaves in the community. A lot of fear as I go out to the fields. And when I see people working, they're always looking over their shoulders. And, you know, this has created a big economic problem for supply of workers. People are actually fearing going to work.
Still, Ramirez says farm laborers, documented and undocumented, are showing up for seasonal work. Another way many undocumented immigrants find work is at day labor centers, where contractors come looking to hire people for cash, no questions asked. Places like the Don Bosco Worker Center in Port Chester, New York. It's located in a church in this town 30 miles north of New York City. Gonzalo Cruz, who was once a day laborer himself, runs the center. He says on a typical morning, 25 to 30 mostly undocumented men wait to be hired. The going rate is $120 a day. He says more have been showing up here since the Trump administration's immigration crackdown.
Now the workers, they feel more safety because we are the church. All of the churches is a sanctuary.
Cruz says these days more workers tell him that employers are refusing to pay.
They start talking like, oh, you don't have documents. Oh, I don't want to pay you. You are immigrant. Now I can call the immigration.
Marcos Martinez runs a day labor center in Seattle and is also hearing that wage theft is on the rise. Still, with the local economy booming, he hasn't seen a drop in people showing up to find work or employers seeking day laborers.
There's still the need for people to earn money to support themselves and their families. And people who are undocumented in this country have always had to operate, so to speak, in the shadows.
The economic impact of the Trump administration's immigration enforcement is hard to nail down. Here's what we do know, says Mark Hugo Lopez at the Pew Research Center.
It's largely a male population that's of prime working age. And so you see a labor force participation rate, which is a few percentage points above the general U.S. public.
Back in Woodburn, Oregon, Elizabeth Ramirez says she knows undocumented workers who have been deported and then returned. Ramirez, who's married and lives in town, helps out in her mother's store.
When Trump's like, oh, when I count to three, you're going to be gone. Now that people have gone and come back, they're like, well, it cost me quite a bit to come back, but I'm back, so they know how to work around it.
And it does cost, right?
A couple, 10 grand, a little more, depending on who's helping you.
A price that's clearly still worth it for some undocumented workers who assume they'll return to find work again in the booming U.S. economy. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.